I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. Crews continue to make progress on the Grizzly Creek Fire, which has grown more than 29,000 acres in the last 12 days. There are about 850 people battling the blaze, even though resources to fight fires are strapped across the country. During a community meeting last night, fire managers announced they will be transitioning a new incident command team onto the fire starting early next week. Managers expect it to be seamless. The closure of I-70 has made travel tough for anyone trying to get between here and the Front Range. But for Glenwood Springs, which depends on the road for tourism traffic, the highway shutdown has been especially devastating. Reporter Alex Hager has more.
Just a few weeks ago, in spite of the pandemic, tourism was strong in Glenwood Springs. With limits for social distancing, rafting companies and permits for Hanging Lake were sold out, and the hot springs were regularly at capacity. Most businesses are still open, but with 90% of visitors coming in on the roads, officials with the Glenwood Chamber say they're practically empty. Marlena Neidert is with the chamber and says the slump goes beyond outdoor recreation.
Restaurants and downtown shops really rely on the tourism business, especially this time of year. July is our bread and butter.
Aspen has also seen a slowdown in tourist numbers, especially when Independence Pass closed, but leaders with the city's chamber say only about 40% of summer visitors come in on the roads. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
This summer's Aspen Music Festival was a little different. It went virtual, with 8 weeks of recitals, panel discussions, and seminars. The festival concludes its summer season on Sunday, with a performance organizers say is a can't miss. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has the story.
Asador Centurion is the Aspen Music Festival's vice president for artistic administration and artistic advisor. He says the online lineup went well, and the virtual stage allowed performers to add creative visual elements to their concerts. And Centurion says online audiences are in for a treat when Grammy-winning violinist, pianist, and composer Augustine Hadalick closes out the show this weekend.
He really turns the violin into this singing voice. It's a terrific finish to a Herculean summer, and I am so delighted that Augustine is favoring us with this incredible program.
The concert can be viewed for free at 3 o'clock on Sunday with an encore Tuesday night at 7. Kirsten Dobrath, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
Pitkin County has only seen one new positive coronavirus case among residents in the past 14 days. The steady decrease in positivity rates is in line with trends in Garfield and Eagle counties. But in yesterday's Board of Health meeting, health officials turned their attention to people feeling effects months after contracting the virus. An Aspen Valley Hospital medical officer said some are still facing chronic fatigue and difficulty breathing. She cited one case of a local 24-year-old with no underlying conditions who has been feeling debilitating symptoms since March. This is Aspen Public Radio News.